Think so? Kentucky's a 6 seed. They going against Kansas State. Duke and Tennessee. I kind of like that one. FDU plays Florida Atlantic.
Now I'm gonna take that. That's the one you got to watch. That one's sneaky because again, no 16 seed has won past the first round. So if they win tomorrow, do you know how much it's gonna be? I mean, the sportsbook's gonna be. Just imagine.
Yeah, so I got Marquette. If they can knock off Michigan State, that's going to be a good game. If they can knock off Michigan State, I got them coming out the East.
So you got Marquette in the Final Four, possibly.
Yep, possibly. If they knock off Michigan State, they can take care of the rest.
Ooh. Well, you never know. Because Shaka has been to Final Fours before, a Final Four, and that was back in 2011. So you can't say never on this one. So who knows? You could be right. It's a long shot, but again, that's what the madness is about.
Hey Mark, you like Marquette coming out the East?
I like Marquette. I just gotta see. This is one of those times Shaka's got to really do some coaching too, because it's gonna be tough. But, I think they'll get past Michigan State. When they get past Michigan State, at that point, they should be in the driver's seat to come out of here.
Oh, good. Yes, sir. Yes. All right. Coming out the South, we're going to run through these real quick. We're going to talk some football. We're going to keep that moving from there. Alabama takes on Maryland. San Diego State takes on Furman. Maryland's an 8 seed. San Diego State 9, Furman 13. So it's a 5 and 13th, a 5th and a 13th seed versus a 13th seed, and Creighton 6 seed versus 3 seed Baylor. That's going to be interesting. Missouri and Princeton also go at it. That's a 7 seed versus a 15th seed. Princeton over Arizona was also a huge upset. I don't know if y'all guys caught that one.
Yes.
Arizona over Princeton. Oh my. They gotta face Missouri, but that Arizona, people had them in their brackets. They had them winning.
I had them going far. I ain't gonna lie to you. I had them going far.
So this is wide open for Baylor to, this is wide open for Baylor to grab, because for some reason, I have a hard time Alabama being going. They're going to trip up somewhere. It should be Alabama's for the taking. If you look at how they played, but something tells me they're going to slip up somewhere.
You just don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, I just don't know who it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to happen. Something just tells me it's going to happen. Well, San Diego State and Furman. Furman, thanks for coming. Yeah, that's all. I mean,
this could be one of those. This might go straight to the left at this point. So
Furman won their championship the other night. That's Creighton versus Baylor. It's hard for me to.
I'm going to probably go with Baylor, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going with Baylor too. They have a chance of coming out the South. So I got. Hey, Mark, who you got coming out? You like Creighton coming out? You like Baylor coming out the South, or you like Alabama?
I got Alabama coming out of the South still. If as long as Miller is healthy, yeah, I think they're coming out of there.
Yeah, everything points to Alabama. And I don't have a definitive reason not to pick Alabama, I just got this gut feeling about it just being March Madness. Somehow I feel like they're just going to bite them.
I don't think so, man. They won the first game without that man scoring a point.
Okay.
You know, and he their leading scorer. That say a lot.
And I know it does. It sounds too good to be true. Mm. Like some is just March Madness. That's why they call it that. Everything says they should go all the way. I got one good deal. Everything says that.
It's gonna be a tough game if they gotta play Baylor in that trip to get to the Final Four. It's gonna be a good game.
But something's gonna happen. Something's gonna go awry. All right, Houston against Auburn. Yeah, Houston. I'm in the Midwest now. Now we got Miami versus Indiana. That's a 5-4. Versus 4. Now that's going to be good.
You ain't have an upset today though, Mill, because Houston's not going to beat Miami. Is not going to win today.
Oh, they did that?
The leading guy, the Sasser, he hurt his groin last week. Instead of sitting out the first game against Northern Kentucky, they played him. He re-aggravated it. I think Houston's in trouble.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't be surprising at all.
Actually, I had Houston as the first number one seed to go out. Cause even though they only had three losses, Mel. So, but even then the losses, like, it's kind of like questionable, but they look suspect to me. So I could definitely see, it would not surprise me if they lose.
Yeah, because they'll have a tough road. I mean, if they get past Auburn, they'll have to face Miami or Indiana. That's gonna be a tough way to get past the Sweet 16 if they make it that far. So I'm with you guys on that one. I also got Pittsburgh, number 11 ranked Pittsburgh taking on Xavier, and Penn State taking on Texas. Woo!
I would go with Xavier in this one. I actually watched a little bit of that game. That dude number 24. Man, I mean, that dude is tall. I mean, that dude can put some blocks on, man. I mean, like.
Yeah, he's tall, unlike the guy from Purdue, but
the dude is more active, man. He's like all over the place. I mean, I've seen him play a few times when I be watching the Big East, you know, conference, you know, whenever they play other people, man, I mean, he can put some shots. I mean, he can block shots. So he's not one of them robot types, man. He'll get on it.
Okay. Anybody got Penn State over Texas? I don't.
I got Texas going to the Final Four.
I'm going for Texas in this game. Now, I don't know how far they're going to go, but yeah, for just this purpose, I'll go with Texas, the Longhorns.
Okay, I'll roll right on with you guys. All right, so we got Marquette coming out the East. We got Alabama coming out the South. Even though I want to say Baylor, but I'm gonna roll with you guys. I'm going with Alabama out the South. We got Texas coming out the Midwest, and now. We go to the West, Kansas versus Arkansas. 1-8. Yeah, give me the Jayhawks. Bill Self. That's Bill Self, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Self knows how to. He knows what he's doing when it comes to navigating.
Yeah, they're the defending champion, so yeah. So you gotta.
Gotta put some respect on Arkansas.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming. St. Mary's versus UConn. This is a 5-4 seed.
UConn
all day. Huskies. Okay, what's up? TCU versus Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
TCU. Oh, TCU?
Played some good games and knocked off some. They knocked off some good teams in that Big 12.
Okay, so you got them. You got them. Okay, so we'll agree to disagree on that one for right now. Yeah. Northwestern versus UCLA. Anybody got Northwestern?
I just probably go with the Bruins. I'm torn on that one. I'll go UCLA on this one too.
Okay, so we're gonna fast forward this a little bit. Kansas, UConn, TCU, Gonzaga, and UCLA. Who we got coming out the West?
Kansas.
Yeah, see, that's
I got Gonzaga coming out.
Yeah, Gonzaga coming out. Kevin, who you got?
I'll probably go with Kansas also.
Should I be the oddball and say UCLA? Nah.
Oh,
you know I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over with 5 seconds left in the game. There's no shame in it. Okay, so why you got Gonzaga, Mark?
I just think it's set for them to get. I shouldn't say set for them, but they're in a position where all they got to do is handle their business. I don't. UCLA will eventually. You got to remember, I think UCLA was in the Final Four, got to the Elite Eight last year, and I'm a big fan of UCLA. I just think that Gonzaga's poised to get to the finals. I mean, TCU's not going to be a threat to them. So, I mean, it's going to be UCLA coming out of there. I mean, I'm sorry, Gonzaga.
So guys got Kansas. I'm going to roll Mark so we can have a stalemate there. So it's going to be between Kansas and Gonzaga. We're gonna talk more about this next week. This is Studio W Sports Page, brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel, 3302 Williamsburg Road, Supplying Free Market. Tell them boys we sent you. Guys, real quick before we get into this NFL, before we get into the NFL, I know we dabbed on it a little bit earlier with Aaron Rodgers and everything, but real quick to the NBA.
Man, there was some NBA madness going on last night also.
All right, it was a lot of NBA madness, but let's talk about some other madness. Number one, we want Ja Morant has been awarded an 8-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the NBA. 6 of those 8 games have already been served. He should be returning to action as soon as Monday, or eligible to return to action as early as Monday. Guys, what's your take on that?
Slap on the wrist.
He got off lucky. Yeah. Real lucky. Because they was going to make an example out of him.
I totally agree. 8-game suspension that's already been, 6 of them have already been served.
Mm-hmm. So technically he only missed one.
Yeah, so far he's only missed, yeah, one, he has,
I mean,
one game.
One game left.
He has 1 game left to serve. I don't like that at all. When you had instances where, you know, other NBA players had issues with guns, and they've been slapped with 50-game suspensions, you know, at least for the rest of the season, you know, fines and you know, counseling and things, and they had to go through all that. But for Ja Morant to have the issues that he's had that we know of so far, I'm talking about going all the way back to the incident with him and his little sister in the shopping mall, a pickup game at his house where he got into it with a high school basketball player and, you know, brandished a weapon on him. The issue with the Indiana Pacers where him and his entourage got into it with their players and, you know, with the red dot incident there. Just when we was on the show a few weeks ago, what pops up on my screen is him in the nightclub the night before. Night after a loss, brandishing a weapon inside a club on TikTok. All that, and that gets you 8 games? Yeah, that's a slap on the wrist. He should deserve more, and I'm not gonna, I raked him through the coals enough last week when I said I feel like the Memphis Grizzlies really should trade him. Because what he did to that organization was just, it should be unacceptable. But I guess it is now. Mark, what you think about it? Oh, I guess Mark will be back. Guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, he just got off lucky with the last one. Go ahead.
I just think the penalty is not severe enough. I feel that a couple things. I think, you know, to some degree, the NBA is wanting to save their brand because he was going to be the next poster child of the NBA. I think realistically, whatever issues he had a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that ain't long enough. He needs to really sit back, get his life together. He needs to realize what can be taken from him. And if it was, I mean, I'm being honest with you. I believe if this was David Stern, we would not see Ja Morant after the All-Star break next year. I mean, again, one of his biggest fans. But right now, it's not about being a fan. It's what's right and what's wrong. And my brother needs to sit home for a while and see how quick they can give you something and how quick they can take it from you. I don't think a week or two is going to really – all he want to do is just let you smoke clear a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. They're just letting the dust settle. There's got to be repercussions for it. And he needs to serve this was a laughable suspension. I was just hoping he doesn't come back this year. For his own good, he needs to really take time and get his life together.
Yes, and the thing about without him, right now they sit number 3 in the Western Conference. Let's see how it would be a shame if he comes back and it changes the dynamics of the team and they seem to take a step back at this juncture during the season. Cause I always say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If they can sustain a level of success without John Morant, I still say he needs to be traded.
They're not gonna do that, and he ain't gonna stay out that long.
He ain't gonna stay out that long. He's coming back Monday.
But you know the team can still hold him out.
Yes, they can.
But they're not going to do it.
Yeah, they're not sure going to do that.
But, you know, I don't think he's going to bring too many distractions because he's stay in contact with his teammates and everything while he's been out dealing with disease, whatever issues. But, and also, you know, like I agree with Mark, if it was David Stern, but you're dealing with a commissioner that is a player friendly commissioner. And Adam Silver.
Oh, yes. Player friendly, to say the least. Boy, I love to be his friend.
Yeah, I mean, he's softer than cottonelle tissue.
Yes, he is. Yes. He's handing out suspensions like that. There's a guy's getting paid this year. Well, speaking of players who we feel like we need to sit out, guess, you know who I wish that would just sit out for the rest of the season?
Who?
LeBron. I mean, just sit out for this season, and the playoffs. Let's see how far the Lakers get without him. Because right now, I feel like they playing better without him.
Well, until the last couple of games.
Because they want to get to load management. You know, sit out. AD doesn't want to sit back to back. Now threw the rhythm off. But if they kept playing, they kept balling all this time. This time they got into a rhythm. They ran off a couple of strings of games because nobody thought. They'll still be in the 10th seed. They was like 13 last week. Now they're in the 10th spot. And it's really only like 3 or 4 games out of 6. So they got a chance to make it into the play-in without LeBron James. Let's see. I want to see what they do without him. Because right now, I see LeBron as a tradable asset.
Well, I mean, now people are starting to really question his injury, quote unquote, status, because I read some on there the other day. They talking about, well, he didn't really, wasn't injured. Like, he didn't have his walking boot on, at one point. You know, then they're talking about, oh, he basically quit on the team because he didn't think, well, you know, they're going to do anything. And they still went in spite of, you know. So it's to say, how is he, I mean, is he really injured like they claim he is a bigger question. So that right there tells you, again, we were debating back and forth, talking about like, you know, who's the GOAT and all that. And we would mention LeBron and MJ and all them. But that's one reason why LeBron would never be in the same, shouldn't be in the same GOAT conversation. Because
yeah, MJ was never a tradable asset.
You know?
LeBron right now, to me, is a tradable asset. What do you say, Mark?
Well, at this point in the game, it's going to be rough. You know, at this point, it's going to be rough. I don't know what's left. I mean, it's going to be rough because there's, you know, LeBron, you can still get something decent for him. But man, Anthony Davis got to go. Got to go.
I feel like Anthony Davis should stay and LeBron has to go.
No, it's going to be the opposite. And I want to tell you something nobody believes. You're not going to get a whole lot for him. You're not going to get a lot for a dude that's only playing out of an 82-game schedule. You ain't getting a lot for a dude that's only going to play 32 games. It ain't going to happen. I get frustrated talking about these cats.
That's why I'm not even thinking about trading street clothes. I'm not even thinking about trading just for that reason only. And you're not going to get a lot for, you'll get more if you trade LeBron than you would AD. Would y'all go with that?
I mean, yeah, but I think LeBron's contract up with them at the end of this year. He only signed a 4-year deal.
Well, we'll see. And Jenny Buss can't wait to get that up off the books. I bet she can't.
I mean, either way, I do agree that maybe Anthony Davis will leave before they get rid of LeBron. But AD done played a couple of good, he had a good stretch before these last couple of games where he didn't play. You know, he had 5 games of 30 and 15. Right?
Yeah, but it's not sustainable. Yeah, that's the thing. Not.
But I'm telling you, who's going to help them out? Golden State, they keep with losing on the road the way they've been losing again lately. 10 in the road.
Oh, the Golden State Warriors, they're not what they used to be.
One of the best home teams, but...
But you can't buy a win on the road for nothing.
Do you see this road record?
Yeah, I have.
7-28.
And if the play, this is interesting, if the playoffs ended today, they would play Sacramento. Oh. I can see the Kings knocking them off.
Now, actually, I think Dallas would be in the sixth spot right now. Because they actually stole a win from the Lakers last night. Thanks to a Maxi Kleber 3-pointer at the buzzer. Go figure.
Maxi Kleber.
Now, and I know I've been raking the Mavericks through the cold the last couple of weeks because they can't win a jack squat when Kyrie and Luka playing together. But like Kyrie played last night, you know, he passed off a cross court dime to Maxi Kleber at the end for a game winning shot. So at this point,
I still say they won and done.
I think so too.
Playoffs end of the day, they'll be facing Memphis. I got Memphis. I don't care. John Morant's now. Memphis whooping them. Memphis will whoop Dallas.
And it's weird because those two teams are playing again on Monday, which is actually the same day John Morant is supposed to come back.
Yeah, in a 7-game series. Memphis.
Well, let me ask you a question. Everybody talking about Ja Morant not being suspended, not playing. I brought it up last week. I'm going to bring it up again this week. What's going on with Andrew Wiggins?
Oh, we found. I
think there's a mystery out there.
Well, they said it's fake news.
You think so?
Well, the girl, she's saying, I seen someone, what she said on Instagram, like, it's some bullshit. Oh, my God. excuse me. It's a bunch of bull. Of course, she's going to say that because you don't want it to be true. You don't want your personal business aired out like that or leaked.
Yeah, the rumor is that one of his friends slept with his
His wife?
Yeah,
well, girlfriend or whatever.
Fiance. With his girlfriend, and the baby is not Wiggins; it's his friends. That's one of the rumors that's being tossed out there, and we throw that rumor around because we really don't know what's going on with Andrew Wiggins. I don't like that rumor.
If that's the case. I mean, that's horrible if that's the case. And I can see where emotionally if a child is tied to him and he's been raising his child and it turns out it ain't. Whew. But, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, if we was working a regular job every day, our employer might say, we're sorry to hear that, but you need to be here tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's just the reality of it all.
Yep, exactly. So that's why I say I hope that's not the case. I hope that is, and like I do not have enough facts to say that rumor is true or not. We don't have that much. This Andrew Wiggins situation is so under wraps.
They did a good job at handling it the way that they needed to handle it, because as a team, it ain't really been a distraction to the team
outside their rebounding.
Yeah, I mean, but
outside the defensive rebound, no, yeah, it has been a distraction. Because if they can't rebound, if they can't get no rebounds, then they can't initiate their offense. I think a lot of them daggers, a lot of what Steph Curry and Klay Thompson does so well is not when their initial shot. It's when they get that off, when Draymond and Wiggins get those offensive rebounds and kick it back out to them. They not missing those, cause 9 times out of 10, they wide open cause everything's broken. Those are daggers. That's how Golden State kids, if they can't do that, they can't stay in games now. So Andrew Wiggins has definitely been a distraction cause they missed his offensive They miss his rebound. They miss that big guy down the paint, because without him, they ain't got much.
I'm talking about Fives, whatever it is that he's going through. It's that it ain't been out there.
It's a lot more to the story than what we're being told. Yeah, anyway.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't been a big deal.
Well, it's hard to tell because they came by, went on the road.
And they came by a rebound in the paint.
So his presence is missed.
Hold on to a 7th seed in the playoff, in the West right now.
Well, I tell you this, the Kings might have something fun. Yo, so who y'all got in the West? I mean, we see who y'all got in the West. Who we got in the East? I think it's a two-man race between Milwaukee and Philadelphia.
But don't forget Boston now.
Boston. I have a problem with them, you know, with their consistency. I think this Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum situation, I think we're starting to see why they were talking about trading on Jaylen Brown a couple seasons ago. I see why this trade rumor has been going on. Because if you look at these two right now, their body language ain't like a duo. And it's giving me the same vibes that I had with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. These two are great for a basketball team, but they're not great for each other. What do you guys say about that?
Well, I guess time will tell once the playoffs, as we watch the playoffs and see how that's going to go. If they struggle against whoever they're facing, that could be looked into more. But again, like I said, I don't have enough information or facts to actually study that particular angle like you have. So we just have to wait and see how it, you know, how it develops, basically.
Yo, Mark.
As you can see, it ain't working out. And something that's not working out here. And in my opinion, I don't know, somehow Boston to me is fading out. I think it's coming down to Milwaukee now. Milwaukee with Philly. I'll be honest with you, Chris Middleton got to get his game flowing. Yes, and if that happens, I think it's Milwaukee. But you know what? Joel Embiid is a man on a mission right now. And, there ain't no joke, but I got Milwaukee at this point.
Wasn't that Cleveland they played the other night? And Joel Embiid just went off like 36.
Well, he's been going off every game. This dude has been going off every night.
Yeah, they're currently on a 7-game winning streak. And he's dropped over 30, like 36, 38, 39. One game he had like 41. So, you know, I needed to pay more attention to that too, because all this March Madness stuff that we've been watching, I've been lost track of everything in the NBA this week except for like yesterday. So it's just something that like, wow, it makes you want to sit and think like, okay, we got something else to look at too. So, it's going to be interesting.
Well, right now the Milwaukee Bucks got the best record in the league. They're the only 50-win team as we speak right now. Boston's number two. Philly's a half a game behind them. Cleveland, I've been high on Cleveland ever since last year. They're doing exactly where I thought they would be, so there's no surprise there. Also, New York, Brooklyn's still in it. Brooklyn's still the sixth seed. So they're still in it, regardless of, I don't know who's on their team or not. Miami and Atlanta. If the playoffs end today. Woo! ACL, thanks for coming. They ain't beating Milwaukee. The rivalry will be renewed between Boston and Miami, but Miami's going to be on the losing end of that one. Because I still think that tandem, Miami's not going to have enough for. Brooklyn against Philly. Philly's not going to let Brooklyn take them out, bully them. That's not going to happen. There's too much bad blood between those two teams with Ben Simmons and everything. Philly's not going to have it with them. Cleveland and the Knicks is going to be a series where these two are going to beat each other up. I'm going to be all in. I'll be all here for that. But I don't see no. I got Milwaukee coming out the East. I like Milwaukee coming out the East. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. I got my man Kevin Romar. Mark. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's going on in the box? Before we go into the NFL and this free agency, what's going on with boxing?
Oh, I think he just went out again.
Oh, we just lost Mark.
Yeah, give it about a second.
Oh, man. I wanted to get into the boxing before we start getting to the NFL free agency, because that's going to take up the rest of the show. So I really want to see what's going on with Tank. Didn't Tank Davis have a fight?
I think it back. Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on with boxing, man?
Not a whole lot. Well, they got it set up where Usyk and Fury are actually going to go at it, next month. That's going to be interesting in itself, because I got to see what type of shape Fury can get in this fast, in this short period of time. If he ain't in shape, he's going to lose. Period. That dude can box. And, you know, I think Fury's taking it lightly. This might be the one that he don't get by. That's number one. Still ain't really heard too much on Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. I'm almost at a point I ain't even interested in it now. Last week we had a good fight on last week. Tim Zhu fought, oh man, I just had the dude's name on the tip of my tongue. They were fighting in Australia. What's that cat's last name? Anyway, he's a former middleweight champion. And, Tim Zhu actually won. They're setting up a big fight for him and Jermall Charlo. I think at that point, Jermall Charlo will definitely blow him out of there. Outside of that, they're talking about Manny Pacquiao possibly coming back. Stay home, Manny. It's over.
Why?
Money. It's all about money at that point. You do have David Benavidez fighting Caleb Plant next week. I mean, no, 2 weeks from today. Light heavyweight fight. Super middleweight fight. I'm sorry. That's going to be a great fight, but I got David Benavidez winning that one. That's really about it right now in the boxing world. Ain't too much really. I mean, we're waiting to see what Deontay Wilder going to do. They keep talking about Francis Ngannou. I mean, he'll blow him out of there. I mean, he needs a real fight.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. Not from Francis Ngannou or Deontay Wilder. That fight does nothing for either one to win or lose. It does nothing.
We'll get some pay very well.
Yeah, outside of that. But that's not gonna move Deontay Wilder up in no rankings. Depending on how the fight goes, and I don't see Francis Ngannou winning that fight in a boxing ring. I can see him winning in the octagon, but I don't see him going from UFC to a boxing match. And at the end of the day, that'll be even worse for his career, no matter which direction he goes in. To keep switching back and forth, keep switching styles, keep, you know, fluctuating in weight like that at heavyweight. Because you can't box at the same weight as you do in an octagon and expect you're going to get the same results. I think you gotta be a little bit leaner and a little bit more athletic, a little bit more agile, in boxing, because you got to stay on your feet. You got to move around for all those rounds. Where in the UFC, you can throw your weight around for 5 minutes around and, you know, you can use that more to your advantage. So I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all for either fight. So, that's what's going on in boxing. UFC, we do have a UFC, a good fight tonight. Leon Rocky Edwards defends the UFC welterweight title in a rematch against Kamaru Usman. Oh my God, Kamaru Usman is going to get his belt back tonight. I like Rocky Edwards, but when it comes to being skilled in this ring, I think Kamaru Usman is more skilled. I mean, the last fight, Kamaru Usman dominated the fight, the entire fight, and up until the last round, and Rocky Edwards caught him with one of the most vicious head kicks I ever seen in my life. And he knocked Kamaru Usman out cold. I don't see history repeating itself. I think Kamaru Usman is a much more skilled fighter. He will learn from the mistakes that he made. But make no mistake about it, this is going to be a good fight. These two guys have built up a nice rivalry. And I wouldn't be surprised if Leon Edwards wins, but I got Kamaru Usman going the way in that one. Guys?
I ain't into the UFC's type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm letting y'all have that one.
All right, well, let's talk about some NFL action. NFL free agency. Mark, earlier we was talking about the Brett Favre effect, the Brett Favre illusion that had everybody in America held hostage, which we all knew he was going to the Jets. We all knew that was his last year in Green Bay. And we all know that right now, the only thing that's the hold up is what has been the hold up the entire time. And that's the money and the compensation for the trade.
There yet.
So What you guys say about that?
They take, you know what? The Jets can hold them hostage for a while. I mean, not the Jets, but the Packers. But you know what? Go ahead and get this straight over with so people can quit talking about it and these teams can move on and do what they got to do. It's that simple. Get it over with.
Yeah, and I get both sides of it because, you know, Green Bay, you know, for guys, Aaron Rodgers, a two-time MVP and a Super Bowl winner, you'll want the same kind of draft compensation as previous trades in the past, like i.e. Russell Wilson, i.e. Deshaun Watson, i.e. Matthew Stafford. You know, you'll want that kind of, you're not going to want to just give them away for just peanuts and have to eat up part of that $9.7 million salary that kicks in as soon as week one. So you don't want to have to pay both of those. And I get New York just that. I don't want to give up a king's ransom and fork over $60 million. So something's got to give here. You're not gonna gut my roster and my wallet. So I can see why they can let this drag out, but eventually this deal is going to get done. This deal has to get done. And at the end of the day, it's better for both parties involved for this deal to get done sooner than later. Because sooner you can get Brett Favre in here and then he can get into OTAs. That's if he goes to OTAs.
Brett Favre ain't playing no more.
I mean, I think he's, I keep saying Brett Favre is Aaron Rodgers because it's,
they're both the same person, basically.
They're both the same person, the same attitude, the same deal.
His name is not Brett Favre. His name is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you Brett Favre today.
Discount double check. Put some respect on it.
No.
Yeah, well, he ain't put no respect on them lines. But that was last season. Okay, Aaron Rodgers. You happy? Okay. All right. Mark. All right, so what about Lamar Jackson? What's the hold up with Lamar Jackson? Why is it that all these other quarterbacks, i.e., you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, all these other quarterbacks, they're getting Jacoby Brissett, they're getting these deals, and Lamar Jackson is still out there on the market.
Lamar needs to get an agent, man. It's to a point he has to get an agent. I mean, I would be like, hey, Mom, I love you. Sit back and enjoy the ride because somebody else is taking over this because we ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, he done messed his own stuff up
he got to get somebody in there to clean this up. Because it's ugly, bro. Usually, hey man, get the man his money. No, he been offered money. He needs to get somebody else in there. This last name ain't Jackson.
Not no family, no cousin, no distant relative. You need to get a professional. Now that y'all bring that up, I wish if he does go whatever, I hope he gets Jalen Hurts his agent.
He needs to get somebody because you turned down $133 million fully guaranteed for 3 years.
The first black female sports agent brokering the two highest paid contracts in NFL history. I hope he does that. Because Jalen Hurts is eventually going to get paid. Lamar Jackson is eventually going to get paid.
It ain't going to be in Baltimore.
Justin Herbert's going to get paid. Joe Burrow's going to get paid.
So who's going to pick him up then, if that's the case?
Well, it won't be Carolina.
Hold him this year.
It won't be Chicago.
Baltimore going to hold him on the franchise tag.
And eventually he's going to sign it when he does not have nobody up. Nobody's going to pick him up.
I mean, I think he's going to end up staying eventually.
Yeah, eventually he's going to play this season. He's eventually going to sign. He's not going to have a choice because no one's going to give him that contract and give up two first round draft picks. Nobody's going to do it.
I mean, especially the fact that you have not finished the last three seasons.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. You know, I can't. You haven't done much anything this last 3 years.
Outside of winning the MVP.
Yeah, but again, like I said, you got, nowadays it's like, what have you done for me lately? That's what we're in now.
And he does not have the same altar field issues as some other people.
Not yet, anyway.
So, I get both sides, but it's not so much that Lamar Jackson wants, you know, the same compensation as a Deshaun Watson. He's not even getting the same compensation as Kyler Murray. Baltimore was still offering him less than Arizona was offering Kyler Murray. They were still lowballing him the entire time. So let's not gloss over that fact. So yeah, if you're offering me less than Kyler Murray, then yes, my bargaining, my negotiation is I want more than Deshaun Watson. Cause y'all have slapped me in the face already. If you really think about it. So if you're going to insult me, I'm going to insult you right back. So I don't blame Lamar Jackson one bit for saying that. Cause just like the Green Bay Packers, the Baltimore Ravens have just been downright disrespectful to their quarterback. And they deserve everything that they're going through right now. So, guys, Mark, NFL free agency. Now, I honestly, it's so much going on with free agency. I love what my Philadelphia Eagles are doing. Yes, Javon Hargrave has gone to the San Francisco 49ers and got the bag from him. Yes, TJ Edwards has gone to the Chicago Bears, got the bag from them. Yes, Kazir White has followed that punk ass defensive coordinator, changed Jonathan Gannon to Arizona and got the bag from him. We have their replacements outside of Kazir White. We already have their replacements in line that learned from how and pretty much redshirted in Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean. We got those guys there. James Bradbury coming back. Darius Slay.
Oh, man, look. You had me raking through the coals on that one. You'd be fine. Come on, man. I'm like, I'm up at 3 or 4 in the morning and I'm saying, yeah, he's coming back. Like, come on, man. Somebody reaching. Now I'm sitting there reading different reports from ESPN. So they're going to cut him. And yeah. then I get something from you at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, no, he's like, seriously.
I told you in the initial one, I said, don't be surprised if he comes back on a 1 year deal. But he actually came back on a 2 year deal, you know, $23 million guaranteed with incentives, where it clears the cap space needed for this season. So once again, Howie, boy, you was a genius.
Now that is what I call a crossover on that end.
Now, Mill, I thought about you a couple of days ago because I thought you were circling the drain when they told Darius Slay to go ahead on out and look for a deal. And I said, you know what? If they tear this defense up like this, then, I mean, there's something's wrong.
Right.
I'm glad that he came back because I thought that would have been that's sending the wrong message to players that you can have that type of year. Be that outstanding of a player, and your reward is go find another team to play for next year because we ain't trying to pay. So I think they did right by him, and I kind of think maybe the market was drying up on him also, and he realized that and said, you know, I better get on back to Philly because this ain't working like I thought.
Yeah, it's like even if I do find that place that might pay me a little more money, I'm not gonna have that level of success I had when I had with Philadelphia. So I totally get that. Fletcher Cox coming back coming back. He could have went somewhere else. Brandon Graham coming back. So the defense, we lost a couple of pieces, but we still got all four of our team captains there.
But also keep in mind, look who you also picked up too. Y'all picked up,
Oh yeah, we got greedy.
explain.
We got greedy.
Yeah, you got greedy, all right. Now tell me, who is this greedy person over here we speaking of? I'm like, enlighten me on this one.
All right, Greedy Williams is a cornerback that came out of LSU. We had our eyes on Greedy Williams and we had an option of picking in the draft either Greedy Williams or Miles Sanders. We chose Miles Sanders. Cleveland turned around and picked up Greedy Williams. And we call him, in, he's called Greedy for a reason, because he's a ball hawk. Now, he's not, he's going to be a rotational piece in the quarterback room. Who's to say that he might try to be converted to safety, because we still do not know where CJ Gardner-Johnson is going to go. I'm anticipating he'll be back also. And also another former Eagle that was let go by New England Patriots by name of Jalen Mills. There's a chance there might be a reunion there also.
That like, name does sound familiar.
Yes, I would love to see the Green Goblin back in Midnight Green. I would love to see the Green Goblin come back. You know, especially since you rate Jalen Mills' production and CJ Gardner Johnson production outside the 6 interceptions that led the league. They pretty much had the same defensive, you know, the defensive statistics. They're rated pretty much even. It's just CJ Gardner Johnson has those 6 interceptions. So I love to see those guys come back. And I also love to see Jalen Carter. Is that his name right?
From Georgia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle from Georgia. I don't think he's falling past Philly. I don't think Philly's going to get past him at number 10. I think that's going to be, if he's there at 10, I think Philadelphia's picking him up and pairing him up with Jordan Davis and learning behind Fletcher Cox and getting up and Nakobe Dean, because they're familiar with him. There's familiarity there.
That would be crazy. If it happened to land on the right spot, and you called this like a month and a half in advance, that would be so weird, man.
Wow. Yeah, I would draft Jalen Carter at number 10. We also got a couple of other guys, but I would love to draft Jalen Carter at number 10.
See that right there just makes me want to watch the draft on his own just to see. Let's see how far this is going to go, and let's see if Mills going to be right. So after one thing I'm looking for, and then I'm going to be hearing you, I told you. Did I call it? Like,
yes. Yes. Oh, so that's my take right now on NFL free agency. Guys, this is a lit, it's 10:57. I'm going to give us one real quick wheelhouse roulette one time for the good foot, if you know what I mean. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Before we get on out here, anything you got to say, you know, any parting words or anything about sports related you want to get off?
You know, I'm really, of course, I'm into the March Madness. That's my thing. I'm into it heavily. So I'm just looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the fight tonight. I want to see if my man can repeat what he did a few months back. I don't think so, but we'll see. You know, I brought it up earlier and I'm serious because I don't know the severity of what's happening. You know, like I said, we spoke on John Moran. I'm just going to say, I hope Andrew Wiggins, whatever he's got going, I hope this brother gets it together because he's a talented individual, and I'm just praying for him because nobody knows what's going on with this cat.
Oh, yeah. I totally echo those. Hey, guys, Kevin?
March Madness, of course, has lifted up to his name. I'm expecting to see possible more upsets. I would love to see Fairleigh Dickinson get past Florida Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? It'll be one of those that, you know, a feel-good story, a real Cinderella story, that would be defining that and on his own. And if they win tomorrow, man, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be jumping like cause nobody, like hotcakes. Other top, lower seeds, be on the lookout for them. So you never know what's going to happen. Like I said, we had a whole lot of football stuff that was going on. It's too much to dive into. But yeah, man, we've been talking a lot about, Mill and I have been going back and forth all week long, trading back who did this, who picked up what, and all this at the third. So I'm just excited to see what this weekend is going to be.
Oh, good. Roma.
I'm just waiting to see how many more upsets are going to be in the March Madness and the tournament. and see how it all form out to see what the Final Four going to be like.
Okay, good, good, good. Now for me. Now, once again, I told you it was March. I wanted to say happy birthday to you guys once again. And for Roman's birthday, last week, we went out to a basketball game. Yeah, yeah. It was our high school Almond State Championship game. It was John Marshall High School versus Radford High School. John Marshall won by the whopping score of 91 to 34. Am I correct? 91 to 34. After the game, head coach of Radford High School, you know, at the post game press conference went on a rant talking, you know, saying he's not taking nothing away from John Marshall, but something has to be done about the seating and the zoning of the schools. And pretty much saying that his kids had an unfair advantage. In fact, actually told his son who played and told his team the Saturday game, that they didn't even have a chance of winning. So that's where I have an issue, because I totally understand where Radford is coming from as far as it was an unfair advantage. Cause 91-34, yeah, somebody, it was clear cut unfair advantage. I get all of that. Nobody wants to see a beat down like that. But we played for it 2 years in a row, and now I'm going to explain. See, the way the zoning is, they're going by the school's population and geographical area. Now, there's a rule that's in the city of Richmond that if you live in the Richmond metro area, you can attend any school in the Richmond metro area for whatever, you know, for whatever reason you want. You know, that we have that issue. We have that. Now, it falls into the same geographical region as where Radford is, even though that Richmond area covers over 5,000 students. And Radford geographical area covers over, you know, just maybe over 500. So I get their gripe about that. But if you actually watch the game, this is where I have a problem at. If you actually watch that game, it looked like Radford did not show up. They did not try to show up. That was a horribly coached basketball game. One of the worst I've ever seen in my life, and it's one reason and one reason only. You saw what John Marshall did last season. You played the same team last season. Nothing about what John Marshall did has changed as far as a scheme standpoint. And you had no answers back then, and you looked like you didn't even try to find the answers now. And it was the same, and it was a simple scheme, a simple full court zone of a 3-2 to a 2-2-1. And the formula for doing that is simple. Now, if you want me to give y'all the formula, you might have to pay me some money. But the formula is so simple that I learned this in playing rec ball. And you're going to have a coach that comes to a press conference talking about how many conference titles that he won and then complain about the competition, the level of competition. That's where they can miss me with it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't talk about how good you are as a coach and then say you're not playing the right level of competition. It does not work that way. How about teach your kids how to beat a zone? How to beat a trap? Something I learned in rec ball. You're supposed to be a high school basketball coach and you don't know these things. How about telling your team if you work hard, you can win. Hard work does pay off. Don't tell your team that you won't have a chance of winning and then say the system is unfair. John Marshall didn't make those rules. Am I missing something? Cause John Marshall faces the same level of scrutiny and the same adversity in every other sport besides basketball, and we're not talking about complaining. No one hears it. So yeah, last week the Raffer head coach convinced me with it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Studio W Sports page, and we got to get on out here. Hey, thank y'all for joining us. There'll be no us without you, and I'm glad y'all came and spend y'all Saturday mornings with me. For Mark, for Kevin, for Roma, my man WB, we'll holler at y'all next week. More action to talk about next week, but until then, hey, I'll see y'all in church tomorrow.
Despite this feeling that came when I saw her last night.